Light Gang, fading out the previous show to whom it may concern and entering the new one. Button Pushers, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I can still connect to Tufts Guest Network, which is huge for me because otherwise this would be a really awkward hour of me monologuing about life, which I could do. I've opened the Yap machine as of probably last year. It's not gonna stop anytime soon. I was like way too nonverbal for like 22 years of my life. It's time to be very loud and obnoxious for the remaining 60. I cannot wait. I've lost internet connection. It's speak of the devil. It's like they're trying to silence me already. Gosh darn it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm perfectly sane and doing so fine. What do you mean action needed? Open browser. Gang. Oh, I guess I can at least log in while I'm doing this. I wish I could play some music for y'all. I'm sure you guys wish I could play some music for y'all too. Because there's some really good stuff this week. A lot of producers have really been like, they've been dropping some heat lately. I've got some older stuff too, and just some like, some stuff from artists that aren't like very popular, like up and coming artists, or like artists that are kind of like fans of other artists and spend time in their chats when they're like producing songs and stuff. That I like some of their stuff, so I wanted to showcase some of it. We've got new Porter Robinson, which is super fun. So we'll get right into it. I've actually turned on my volume, plugged everything in correctly, connected to Wi-Fi so that like once I say that the music is gonna play, it's actually gonna play. So while we're getting it set up, let's get in with some energy right away with this Slumberjack remix of Flesh by Golden Features. I am grooving to this beat so much, dude. I mean, it's very highly percussive and it's like pretty similar, so some of you might not vibe with it, but I really dig it, and I really love the third and like final drop. I think it just like culminates all together really, really well. Like the bass lines are super clean and the melody is like so sharp. It has so much texture to it. It's so good. So here is Flesh by Golden Features, the Slumberjack remix. Also, it has a vocal sample in it called, or not called, but it just says like the drum beats go like, or when the drum beats go like. And it, when this song came out, or the remix came out, I just made a playlist of like every song I have that has that sample in it, because there's like a lot of them and I like them. It's such a good sample. Anyway, enjoy the sample, enjoy the song. Here is Flesh by Golden Features, Slumberjack remix.
The drum beats go like this.
Starting off with a heater, holy cow. I love whenever Slumberjack, like, decides to make a track that just keeps accelerating throughout the entire track, or, like, keeps building up on itself throughout the entire track. Very rarely do they kind of go that route, but I think Reptiles is another one that just kind of feels like it's getting, like, tons of energy and, like, accelerating throughout the entire track. It's super fun. And there's so many people in their comment sections that are like, does this mean that Slumberjack is not going to be making trap anymore? Because you guys used to make really good trap. And they're like, I don't know, man, we're just making music. And I kind of vibe with that. Like, just make whatever you want. And I'm here for it. I like this one a lot, honestly. And it's great. Okay, sorry, I'm monologuing. But as we said, God activated the Yap machine. And by his holy decree, I shall not. Okay, anyway. Maybe we can go from that into something. No, let's keep the energy going a little bit. This is the new Retrovision track. He's been sitting on this one for a while, kind of dropping it at, like, shows and stuff, but not really releasing it. I think it's really good. He finally released it. Let's see, when did it come out? April 19th. So yeah, this is, like, this week. And the first drop is really great. It has a really great, like, call and response, where the response is kind of like the second, I don't know, there's, like, there's two kinds of tones in the drop. You'll hear it for sure. It's called, like, a B-side, or, like, a tape B, or, like, a call and response. And, I think he killed it in this one. Like, there's tons of energy, kind of, like, crank that style, like, drop, festival kind of mix, at the start, and then it goes into a really nice kind of bassy groove. I think you'll like it. I dig it a lot, and it has a really great vocal sample in it as well. That's also in Steel by Pegboard Nerds. I've been, like, trying to connect all these songs. I'm thinking I might start a playlist where I start with one song, and then I just, like, the next song in the playlist is a song that shares a sample with it, and see how long I can keep that chain going, like, down the list. Because I have nothing better to do with my time. I've been making a lot of Spotify playlists because I've found it helps a lot with my both, like, organizing my thoughts and also, like, helping my creative process. So, like, I just make, like, tons of them every day and then just, like, remove them from my profile so that, like, people are not like, why does this guy have, like, 900 Spotify playlists? But if you search my name, I'm sure, like, all of them might show up, maybe, and you can find beautiful ones like Crazy Crazy Carnival. Or, oh, I found a playlist from one of my friends. One of my friends' boyfriends followed me on Spotify, and I Spotify stalked them because that's, like, what I do to everyone, and I'm crazy. But they have one that's just called My Name Is, and the songs in order are Hello by Adele, and then My Name Is, Inigo Montoya, You Killed My Father, Prepare to Die. And I'm, like, honestly, as soon as she breaks up with him, I'm gonna swoop in. Okay, sorry, that was just a fun little anecdote. Anyway, playlists go crazy. Here's the new Retrovision track. It goes insane as well. Here it is. Shake it. Shake it. Everybody feel it. It is crazy the vice grip that Space Laces has on the electronic music industry. Like, there's so many elements of his style and sound in that song, and like, it's definitely kind of seeping into the festival scene like a lot too. But like, I swear, any track that you ever hear, you can just like go back to Voltage and be like, yeah, Space Laces kind of had some like samples from that. Anyway, crazy. I think that second drop is very like Space Laces tech housey kind of vibe. Very similar to like maybe the end of Titans, that collab between Excision and Woolly. If you like that kind of stuff, you should check that out as well. Those two artists, those three artists, whatever. Let's see, what else have we got? We can play the new Maddie O'Neill track that I was talking about last week, that she was releasing kind of like an hour after the show. Unfortunately, it was coming out Friday that night. But it's real decent. I like the vocalist really did a great job on the track, I feel like. And also really like how at the second part of the track, the like all of the synths and all the sounds get like super wobbly. There's like this kind of this idea of wow, my S's are really sharp. I'm gonna work on that. Apologies. But this idea in sound, I guess, where like if you hear like a clap, right, like a yeah, you heard that. If you just played that every second, you would just hear a clap every second. And if you like made it twice as fast, you would hear a clap every half second. And if you made it like really fast, you would hear a ton of claps like really quick together. And then if you made it even faster, it would start to sound like none of the claps are actually ending, and it's just like a kind of noise, right? That's just like how frequencies work and sound. Like, I don't know, I don't need to explain this too much further on the radio. If you care, great, look into it. If you don't care, then why am I talking about it? But I think this track does like a really cool balance where they're kind of the frequency or like the rate at which they're modulating the effects is like just in between this period between like enough to be like on the beat and enough to be almost like part of the sound. So it's very kind of I don't know, you'll hopefully you'll kind of hear what I'm getting at. Maybe you won't, maybe I'm just rambling, but I think it was really cool. And also the lyrics are really fun, and the switch between the first set of lyrics and the second one is really good too. All kinds of stuff to say about this track. Plus, it totally killed it when I was in a warehouse and everyone was just dancing. It was a super fun vibe. Hopefully you can have a little bit of a fun vibe in your little home or car or wherever you are listening now. Here is Won't Back Down by Maddie O'Neill and Zoska.
Journey, if it helps me find my peace, I won't.
What a, like, crazy soundscape in the middle of that song, dude. It's so good. Like, it was so fun in the warehouse, you know, like, in the dark with, like, lights and just people dancing and stuff. Like, everyone's just grooving to it. And it's so, like, I don't know, like, the reverb on the percussive sounds, or, like, the lighter percussive sounds, to make it sound almost, like, sonar-y, or, like, you're in a submarine, kind of, is, like, I don't know, it's such a fun vibe. I think Matty O'Neill kind of killed it on that track, and I've definitely been looping it quite a bit this week. Okay, moving on, with that kind of maybe ethereal, spooky kind of vibe, Black Ice, the collab between Subtronix and Rez, got vocals. I wanted to share it right away on Friday, but it wasn't on the Instagram, like, music stuff yet. They only had the original. So sad, but whatever. I couldn't be annoying about it until now. So I know we've already played Black Ice on the show, but they got Fantagram to do the vocals on it, and I think it fits really well. Like, Fantagram's voice, or however they mastered it, or whatever. But honestly, like, Fantagram has done work with Subtronix in the past, or it's kind of a, like, loosely. Fantagram is on a song that Subtronix remixed that I think is really, really, like, it's a sick remix. I think it's called Blackout Days. Or I know it's called Blackout Days. My memory is killer. No, but it is for music and things that I love. But here is Black Ice by Subtronix, Rez, and Fantagram. Listen to it. I think there's also, other than vocals, they also added some kind of Foley of, like, fire starting, because, like, fire starting sounds, because I think that's, like, in reference to the lyrics, like, starting fires and stuff. But I think the vocals really add to the track. I like both versions, but this one kind of, it bangs. So here it is.
Begging on my knees on black ice. Every time you leave, I'm caving into darkness. Drowning in the waves I capsize. I can't get. Set fire to your cold heart. Tweeted into heaven, but you're headed to the other side. I ain't gonna miss you lying, no reason for goodbyes. Smoke high in the graveyard. Set fire to your cold heart.
Set fire to your cold heart.
Love it. Love it so much. It's so creepy and eerie. Rez has such an ear for that. It's so good. Also, the line, don't look in the mirror, karma has a thousand eyes staring back or whatever. How'd it go? It was like just there and I already forgot it. Come on. Let's see. Let's see. So that goes hard, man. Don't look in the mirror, karma's looking with a thousand eyes. That's crazy. I like that track. Black Ice goes crazy. Also, I think last time I played it in the studio, I was on an aux 1. This time I was on an aux 2, and dude, I felt it in my chest. It was so good. Let's keep the kind of gritty vibes going. This is one of those tracks I mentioned from like a really up and coming artist. This is King Laszlo, who has a couple of releases from last year, but other than that, not too much. And they just released a mixtape in February called Half-Assed Mixtape Volume 1. And I love it. It's just a bunch of like really short songs and ideas, kind of very similar to how like some bedroom pop artists will release like a full like demo album where it's just a bunch of songs that are like a minute 30 long. I like those kind of things because it seems like they're giving like all of the attention to the idea instead of kind of like clotting it to make it a full song. Like sometimes you can tell when like, I'm looking at you, Coldplay, I'm sorry. Like I love Coldplay so much, but like they get an idea for a song and then they just like repeat it like four times and that's like the whole song. It's great. Like if you have a good song and you're going to be listening to it on loop anyway, like that's perfect. But like sometimes I think in not really in a Coldplay sense, but like someone will just like dilute the idea with like more and more information that just like doesn't matter, kind of. Whereas I guess Coldplay is usually pretty consistent with like their what was their track that was like really popular like 6 years ago? That's crazy that I was just like, my memory is the best, especially with music and things that I love. And to be fair, I didn't love this song. It was fine. I think it was something just like this. Yeah. It's fine. It's like it's objectively like a really good song, but there are other like repetitive songs like kind of like Sparks and something just like this, and even Viva La Vida kind of is like they just kind of say the same thing over instead of diluting the idea. Anyway, I'm going too far into this because this guy has like I'm sure he just had like a bunch of ideas that he wanted to release, and that's where I'm getting at is that like it was fun to see one of these albums from like an electronic music perspective, because we get some of it in like the Voltage stuff that I was mentioning earlier, or these kind of like vaults mixes that DJs will do from time to time where they'll like kind of do like a set and then release it like on SoundCloud or on YouTube or something. But like it's fun to see these little like nuggets of ideas get just like sent out and being like, okay, I like came up with this thing and I kind of thought it was cool. What do you guys think? And so I like the whole album. It's got a lot of variety in it, really fun stuff. So definitely check it out if you like it or if you like this track. But I think it follows pretty well with Black Ice. It's very eerie, and I like the transition from this like really, you'll hear it. He's got like kind of two parts in the song, even though it's only like a minute and a half, and it's really decent. So here is Dead End by King Laszlo. It gets deep, by the way. This is some deep bass. Thank you. So good, right? It's so short. So they like, but that bass so low, so good. I also really like how the first part sounds very like tipperish, you know, like very like acid bass kind of stuff. And then the second part is much more of like a percussive groove. I dig it. I thought it was a really decent track from the Half-Assed Mixtape Volume 1. I love that. Anytime I can actually use the name of the song or album to break the rules, it's fantastic. Fantastic to me. Let's do a PSA, because I'm realizing we're about halfway through the show, and like the rest of my songs are less like crazy energy and more like we'll be focused on like the lyrics maybe, but also just like it's a very much different vibe, you know. We're getting into the Porter, the Wave Dash, Xavi, Tristam, maybe even some Conan Gray, we'll see. It's like about half time, and I can do like a PSA and like have a show that kind of seems like I planned it ahead of time, which is not really what happened, but like it has some semblance of organization, which is huge. Okay. Don't rely on luck, PSA. When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Go to feedthepig.org. Okay. That was really short. Does that count? That was 5 seconds. It does say it should take 5 seconds right next to it. Okay. Yeah, don't rely on luck, I guess. That's like a very helpful PSA for people who are born with money, I suppose. Very cool. Don't rely on luck and make smart investments. If you weren't born with money, sorry. Next, here is... I want to play one of the other tracks from... an artist who's kind of like up and coming, you know. I got both of these from Bishu's chat, actually. I've played some Bishu on the show, and his collaborative album, Welcome to Bishu, is like him making stuff with his chat and stuff. Like, so it's a really cool album, and he's very engaged in it. And I watched him kind of spin up a track in 2 or 3 hours, and someone in his chat who's featured in his song Trustfall, Prop, who's also in his song Do or Die, which I played last week, just like was in the chat at the time and was like, yo, when you're done with this like 2.5 hour challenge to make a song, like send it over to me and I'll put lyrics over it. And he just put lyrics over it in the spot, and it just sounded so clean. It's such a fun stream to be a part of. Some other producers were in there, and some of them partook in the challenge, and I liked some of their submissions and wanted to play some of their stuff on the air, because new artists need as much exposure as they can get. So this is Andiba, and he had a really crazy, I think he like won the challenge or whatever that they were doing in the stream, because he had a really nice house beat that had a really shrill like frequency, like pluck, like I don't know, on the third or like the 3 and beat or something. And it just added so much volume to the track. It was beautiful. Go check it out. Anyway, this is Slide by Andiba. Some of the other tracks that I liked by him were A Little Love and Backbone. So you can check out those two as well. But for now, we'll do Slide. It's a little bit into that kind of Flutterhouse territory, but it's not really Flutterhouse, honestly. It's a little bit more like those nice jungle pads, kind of. Those really nice ethereal, crystalline kind of cloudy type music, and then he separates the bass notes from the higher end, and the higher end gets the flutter part. It's really cool. So here is Slide by Andiba. So smooth, right? It's so nice. I love those pads. It sounds so clean. I think I can make something kind of like that with the sampler I was going off about like a month ago at this point. I've tried a couple times and it sounds okay. Like it sounds pretty decent, honestly. But I don't know, there's something about those ones that just sounds so clean. I really do think it is he separated the high end from the low end and put different effects on both of them. I'm gonna have to try that. So much inspiration. Thank you, Andiba. All right. I do want to play the new Wave Dash song because I'm realizing it does have like a little bit more energy in it than some of the other tracks that we'll be playing moving onward from here. But I really like this track. I'm playing it on my radio show. Of course I like it. I really need to remove. No, I will love fearlessly and I will spread it for the whole world to see. I like this track. It's off the new Tempo mixtape, which is coming out May 5th. Holy cow. Christmas. Can you believe it, guys? No, sorry. But May 5th is so soon, and this Tempo thing is going to be out so soon. I'm so excited. It's a really fun project so far, and I love all the different styles that are coming in through both, like, visual art and all the songs that are on it. It's so good. I cannot wait for this Tempo project by Wave Dash. Everyone should go check it out. But this track is really good. I like the serenity, I guess, of the vocals kind of talking about like this person is like definitely out of here and I'm gonna miss them and it is gonna suck. And then it just kind of like swells into this super big cacophony of like, it's still gonna be okay, and it, like a new voice comes in, it's really loud and you hear these guitar stabs and stuff, and it's just like, it's a really banger song. I dig it a lot. I think it does a really good job of kind of capturing that parallel of like it, like not like sadness but like profound melancholy perhaps. I don't know, I'm trying to, I'll workshop it, but you'll get the vibe that I'm going for. Just notice how much the song just like explodes in the chorus. It's so fun. Here is Be All Right by Wave Dash, Anna Managuchi, what a collab, and Cayenne, who I believe is the vocalist for the first verse. Here it is. What a killer track, dude. I love the like guitar like part in the drop. It's so good. It gets all of my goosebumps going, all of my neurons firing. What a killer track. I also really like, I've wanted to talk a little bit more about my mental on the show. In one of these shows, I want to like condense it all into like one show, because I've been like leaking it in 3-minute segments in each of the shows, which is great. Like, I might keep doing that, but like, I feel like I have so many like breakthroughs recently, and like, it would be really good for me to like talk about it and like actualize it and like continue to think about it and stuff like that. And I also just think like, well, I doubt anyone listening to the show is going to like resonate with it so deeply that it helps them. Like, I want to get better at talking about it in general so that I'm more comfortable. And as it spreads in my natural life, hopefully it'll help other people, because stuff has been tough, dude, for many, many years. And it's all kind of not all clearing up, but I see light now, and it's really good. But that was a wild tangent. We'll throw that all in there. But anyway, in the Be All Right song, there's kind of a couple lines in it where it's just like this, like life hit them and they knew it. And it's like, it's cool. It's a great feeling. On that note, and by that, I mean, not on that note at all, but sort of, kind of, maybe, who knows? The new Porter track is out, and it is great. I love it. It is called, I did it again. I like this track a lot, guys. It's called Knock Yourself Out XD by Porter Robinson, and it's going to be on his newly announced album, Smile, with Colin D. And yes, when Knock Yourself Out XD came out, the entire chat of the initial live stream was filled to the brim with colon threes. Yes, the greatest emoticon in the world. And then when the, like, after the song, everyone was spamming XDs. But a very fun kind of album concept. Porter Robinson really delved into basically the absurdity of being famous, and how not like to the famous level of like Taylor Swift, you know, but there's like so many people that are at like Porter Robinson's level of fame that are like really just kind of like regular people who did art, and like it just resonated with a ton of people and it went to the moon. And so like Porter very often has talked about like his mental in how he's like, how he overcame his mental journey, I guess, in Nurture. And this album is a lot more about like how he coped with like, or how he continues to cope with like these feelings of like, I'm just like a guy, you know, doing my stuff, and I'm also like really in love with what I do. So like, I might seem self-obsessed and like self-entitled, but I'm just like kind of living my life, and if it resonates with people, that's great, but like, people need to stop stalking me, kind of thing. Like, Porter Robinson is very like meta referential in his tracks. Which leads me to a kind of ironic anecdote, because when Cheerleader, the first track of this album, came out, I heard it, I was in an airport, and I totally just, like, bawled. Like, I didn't bawl, I shed a couple tears, because it was just, like, it was a really powerful song. It talks about so much in it all at once, like, being inspired by a single person, inspiring, like, many people, feeling the pressure of many people feeling inspired by you, and all kinds of stuff, and, like, I don't know, it's just a very, very great song, and also just, like, absurd quality, too. Like, he's doing a really great job of kind of fully sending this hyperpop notion of, like, it doesn't have to be so serious kind of thing, and people kind of coping with this world that no longer makes any sense at all. Like, if you try to think about anything for more than, like, 5 minutes, it all falls apart. And so what can you do about it? You dance in the flames, dude. And I really think that he's embracing a lot of the like absurdity of that notion in this album really well. Anyway, when the first track came out, I sent a text to his like text line that I was like, I listened to it right away and I cried in the airport. And in this track, there is a sequence of lines that goes, I should just look it up because I don't want to botch it. Knock Yourself Out XD, Porter Robinson. So he goes physically sick. Come on, come on. Let's get there. I'm saying physically sick so I can find the line. Yeah, he goes, physically sick, crying at the airport. I'm sorry, can I get a pic? Telling me a sad story, another reason not to quit. And I think that, like, this is in reference to, like, how absurd it is to be, like, pseudo-famous, I suppose, and have so many people being relying on you for, like, a message or, like, for hope or for, you know, not relying on you, but they will just constantly tell you that's where they get it from, you know, like, your music saved my life kind of thing. And, like, this pressure, you know, even if it's, like, a compliment, it's like, oh, gosh, like, I'm so glad to hear that, but oh, now I'm hearing this from so many people, like, that's a lot, like, it's a weight of a world on you, you know? And so I think what he's saying is, like, if I'm at the airport and I'm feeling unwell or I'm, like, crying and someone still comes up to me and is like, I'm sorry, like, I don't want to be this guy, but can I get a pic? And then, like, tell you a sad story of, like, my life and, like, here's a reason why you shouldn't quit. And he's already, like, sick and at the airport. It's, like, a very kind of unique interaction, you know, and it's very interesting to kind of see it explored here. But I thought it was really crazy when I heard the song, because I was like crying at the airport, bro, he put me in his song, because I texted him about that, and like I went totally like DeLulu for a little bit and was like, I am absolutely in Porter Robinson's. Okay, like I knew it wasn't me, but I definitely had to take like 5 minutes at work to be like, that was really cool for like the half a second that it flooded through my mind, like, hey, I was at the airport, or I was crying at the airport, because the way that I initially interpreted the lyrics was that these were all the different, like, fan responses that he was getting. So, like, someone is physically sick, someone is crying at the airport going through, like, loss or leaving or whatever, or just, you know, was me texting them, you know, it could be me. I'm sorry, can I get a pic? It's just like another fan interaction throughout the day, telling me a sad story, another fan interaction. And all of these things are just like reasons for him not to quit. Like all of these people that are like being touched by his music in some way or another. But that being said, the whole album is like this really clever blend between absurdism and his real thoughts. And you can't really tell where the line is drawn, I think, and that's really cool. It's gonna give, especially his fandom, who is, like, very obsessed with him, which I don't know where I lie in that. So many people are obsessed with Porter because of Worlds, his first album, and, like, his impact on the music industry, and I'm honestly kind of obsessed with Porter because, like, he's been very open about his mental health and his mind and the pressures, and I just think that's really cool of an artist to be, like, very open about that. So anyway, now that I've talked about it for like 5 minutes and explained how I'm definitely referenced in this song, and inspired the entire thing, because he definitely did not draft the melody while he was out at a restaurant and he took a bathroom break and hummed it into his voice recorder and then left, which that is how he did it, about 2.5 years ago. So I don't think it's me, but it could be. Anyway, here's Knock Yourself Out XD by Porter Robinson. I think it's a great track. My favorite part about it is it very much feels like a call to action. My favorite line in it is just, if I'm everything you talk about, why should you keep letting yourself be let down? I'm in the mirror, let it all out, knock yourself out. And he's basically kind of like passing the torch, it kind of seems like. He's got a lot of fans that are very much into music, kind of like myself. And he's like, look, I'm just a guy, and I did it. Go for it. I like it. You'll hear it in the first two lines. He says he's just a simple human being. It's a great track. I'm talking way too much about it. But anyway, here is Knock Yourself Out by Porter Robinson.
My phone into the sea. Simple human being wouldn't know how to brush my teeth without asking my team. Living in the afterglow of everything you feel. But baby, I'm a short little joke, as soulless as I seem. And I'm everything you talk about. yourself out. Knock yourself out. Don't know my schedule on the 5th. Bitch, I'm Taylor Swift. Got 100 million on my wrist. Physically sick.
The next song started too quickly. It's so good, isn't it? I love this track so, so much. It's so good. Also very similar to like the call to action in Musician from Nurture, from the same artist, Porter Robinson, where he's just like, I don't see what you guys are so afraid of. Just face your fears and become your heroes. And like, yes, I sympathize with that once you have the resources for it. I think earlier when I heard it, I was like, that would be really cool if I had like time and money. And now that I do, and I don't have to like worry about like where meals are coming from, I can actually focus on music, and that feels really great. I love my job and the financial wellness that it gives me. We're becoming a healthier human being every day. Anyway, I dig that track a lot. I think Porter is just a really cool person. And yeah, I don't know. The last line in it too, of like, he's talking about all this crazy stuff that he's got going on. I wear a big smile, got a drink in my hand, face tattoo, all this new Bugatti, Mercedes Benz and stuff is just like so absurd. And then he's just like, and I've got a new feeling in the back of my head, and it's good stuff, dude. I also just really like that idea of like, if you love something so much and it's letting you down or it's not there enough, like become it. Like, you can really improve your life if you just notice the things that you really appreciate in other people and start emulating them for yourself. I don't know. It does wonders for me at least. So find out what you like about people, and you're not losing yourself by becoming little parts of them. You can weave them all into your little tapestry. It's not mimicking. Maybe they'll be encouraged by it, the fact that you want to be just like them. Anyway, become the things you love, and then you'll learn to love yourself as well. Crazy how that works. Wow, that was insane. Like rambling for the last 2 minutes of the show that I kind of have to fill. Let's see, we can't really fill it with any of the other tracks that I had lined up, so let's go through my liked songs and just pick something. Oh gosh, this should be a nightmare. If I scroll for 5 seconds, 3, 2, 1, let's do Wishing Well by Demo Tapes and Rio Craigun. Great track. Love how Demo Tapes tries to use as much nature as possible in his music. Gives it a really familiar tone. So here is Wishing Well. Also, just love Rio Craigun. I might have played this on the... Who cares? Here it is. Oh, actually, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, gang. Now, here is Wishing Well by Demo Tapes and Rio Craigun. Thank you.
Daddy got that dog, dog, dog. Gotta put her on payroll.